the boots and scrape up the knuckles.
Oh, what a hit!
He got jacked.
This is the Big Red Rage with Perry Rhodes. Presented by Santan Ford.
Picked up by Rhodes at the 25. Cuts left to the 20, to the outside 10. Rhodes to the 5. Touchdown! Perry Rhodes!
The Rage is brought to you by Santan Ford. Santan Ford and the Arizona Cardinals. We do this together. University of Phoenix, the official education partner of the Arizona Cardinals. The Room Store. You'll always save more at The Room Store, Arizona's number one volume furniture store. And by Bud Light. It's the sure sign of a good time. Here we go.
Bang! There it is.
Lobbing it far side. Picked off by Rhodes in midfield.
It doesn't get any better than that.
Temperature rising, vision blurring, rage taking over.
From Marley Sports Grill at the Chandler Fashion Center.
Hey guys, where else would you rather be?
Here's Paul Calvisi.
Get the popcorn ready. It's going to be a show.
Ron Wolfley.
What's my name?
And Kerry Rhodes.
Oh, hold that, boy. I'm on the job.
Unleash the fury.
All right, let's hear you out there. Come on now. There we go. By the way, I'm not sure if the moratorium was in place this week. I didn't talk to Jeff here at Marley's. Wolf, when you order your own burger, your burger is still on the menu, is it not?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
Does your burger have cheese, Wolf, on it?
It does. Pepper jack.
Not this week. No, not this week. When you play the Packers and it's Packers week, it is a cheese-free zone.
I see.
And a cheese-free edition of the Big Red Rage.
Okay. That was crazy.
That was a good one.
That includes the broadcasting style as well, so I'll knock it off, okay?
No cheese.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Kerry, how you doing over there, Kerry Rhodes? It's your Big Red Rage. How's it going on this Thursday night?
It's going well, actually. I think for us, it's a bad stretch for us right now as a team, but we know these guys are behind us 100%, so we're going to get out this rut. We're going to get a win this weekend and try to turn things around.
You know, somebody asked Larry today, asked Fitz, does this skid compare at all to last year's losing streak? And he cut it off mid-sentence and said, no, there's no comparison. What would you say about that?
Yeah, each year is its own entity. I think for us, we started out on such a high, being 4-0, and then being brought back down to reality real quick, losing these four in a row. It's been tough, but we had the experience from this last year. Last year we did start off slow. Came on down the stretch, so we know it can be done, and we have a lot of those same guys in the room, so we got a lot of confidence still.
Kerry, do you think defensively last Monday night was it the most difficult game you guys have played defensively since you went 7-2 over the last 9 weeks of the season last year?
Yeah, it was difficult because we really didn't give ourselves a chance. I mean, we went out there and we played hard, but you can't miss tackles. You can't have blown coverages. You got to go out and make sure in those type of situations, a big game, a chance to go in first place in the division, you got to have all your guns ready to go, and we didn't play that way.
So do you think those things happen more on Monday night against the 49ers than at any other time where you had a lot of missed tackles and you had a lot of MEs?
Yeah, no question. I mean, it was a bad game for us defensively, and, you know, it just, like I said, it brings you back down to reality a little bit. It humbles you. And for us, no, we had that game. And you look back at it, we're still the sixth ranked defense in the league.
Yes.
We're not bad. So for us, I mean, it brings us down a little bit, but we know that we're still a good team.
When you looked at the film, are you thinking, okay, maybe we were too amped up? It was Monday night. Was it something maybe the Niners did schematically? Was it just an off night for the Cardinals defense? I don't know, what do you attribute it to? Any explanation?
I don't think it's one explanation. I think, like I said, we didn't play great, but they're also a good team as well. So they made plays, and you got to give those guys credit as well.
You know, what's amazing is you look at the injury report here, folks, and, you know, as Kerry Rhodes, you know, limited in practice, as you might expect, back injury. You know, I think, well, okay, maybe, you know, strained his back, maybe he pulled his back. He's playing with a fractured back, and he's playing NFL football. Can I get a round of applause for a guy who went out on that field with a fractured back? Wolf, I think the lead has been buried a little bit in this town about the type of injury that he's played with and the tolerance, the pain tolerance that he's had to endure. Yeah.
Paul, I just want to know if you're going to lay off the goat cheese. That's okay. What I wonder.
That's entirely enough. Especially since we have a big-time guest coming, Wolf. So make room over there, literally and figuratively, for our big guest. He is scheduled next on the Big Red Rage with Kerry Rhodes, all presented by Santan Ford here at Marley's Chandler Fashion Center.
Yes.
stood up by Darryl Washington and planted.
Darryl Washington with an exclamation point tackle.
Down he goes. It's Darryl Washington getting the quarterback.
Wow, Darryl Washington, have a day.
Boy, Darryl Washington, a rising star at the linebacker position.
This guy is blossoming and has been all season long.
Smith steps up, wrapped up and sacked at the 48-yard line by Darryl Washington.
D. Wash is the X-Man of the Cardinal defense, the Jägermeister.
Oh, he makes the play and he calls his own play. I see how that works.
He called his own name there, huh?
The impersonation, birthday wishes, and an impersonation of one Ron Wolfley down there from a couple of weeks ago.
Master Hunter.
Yes. By the way, there are only two guys in the NFL, folks, as we say, welcome back into the Big Red Rage with Kerry Rhodes and his very special guest. You see him here. He has his own button, by the way, his own political button. We'll get to this momentarily. There are only two guys in the NFL with more sacks than our guest tonight. Some guy named J.J. Watt. I've never heard of him. And some total unknown named Clay Matthews, who's having some sort of fluke of a season. Those are the only two guys who are ahead of our next guest when it comes to sacks. Go ahead, Kerry Rhodes. It's your show. Take it from there.
Oh, it's my turn, huh?
Yeah, why don't you finish off the intro? What would you say in terms of the intro? I can read the stats, but, you know, what would you say in introducing number 58?
Well, my next guest, I mean, when I say stud, I mean, this guy is a total stud. Rising star of the league. Number one in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
Number one in your heart, too, I think. Number 58, Darryl Washington.
Oh, there you
Woo!
Go.
Thank you.
And when it came to the draft combine, he was number one in terms of the fastest linebackers in his draft class 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there was a reason the Cardinals apparently traded up for him, Kerry. What they found here was a playmaker extraordinaire, if nothing else, right?
Yeah, the man can do it all. I think he's not just your typical thumper linebacker that just goes and can play from tight end to tight end. He can go all the way across the field. He can play deep safety. He can blitz. He can tackle. I mean, he's a real good player, man.
Darryl, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. I'm enjoying myself. Got my boy Kerry Rhodes and some good fans.
And you're getting used to this whole media thing, aren't you? I mean, they've had you on ESPN and NFL Network. I mean, the attention has been growing, has it not?
That's a good sign. So I'm loving it. It's a good feeling.
D-Wash, we can look at your record, of course. You're 4-4. You win your first four games, and then we all know about the four-game slide right now. But that aside, I want you to focus on yourself right now. How do you think your season, personally, as a professional football player in the NFL, how do you think it's going?
It's going well. It's going better than not better than I expected, but I'm having a good season.
He
so
said
far.
It's going well. Yeah, that's the obvious. What else?
Just to put it in perspective, folks, he's had two sacks in each of the last two games, and he's the first Cardinals player with multiple sacks in back-to-back games since 1999, and a guy named Eric Swan. So that sort of puts it in perspective, the production there.
Yeah, Wolf. But the only thing I'll say about that is, especially with a guy like Darryl Washington, X-Men that you are, you're moved all over the place. You are a true linebacker. You're not a one-trick pony. You're not a guy that just lines up and rushes the passer. Sacks aside, there's a lot more to your game that could be going good or bad, and that's what I'm asking you. Overall, when you look at it, not just the sacks, your season's going great.
It's going really well. Hopefully we can get more wins within the playing really well. So I'm looking forward to it. 8 more games left. Hopefully we can get on the run.
Where do you think you've made the most improvement in your game as a linebacker?
I think in our areas. So I've improved my game, with speed and power and just knowledge of the game. So, and I'll continue to keep learning.
I think for him, he's the thing I've seen with him on film this year and seeing him in person is He's really learning the game of football now. He's able to see a formation and go make a play without thinking about it. And I think that's been big for him.
Are you recognizing those formations and personnel groups and things of that nature and calling it out as you see it?
I think I'm getting more comfortable with that. And my boy Kerry Rhodes is helping me with that. And obviously the other veteran guys. And anytime you can know what you're doing and not being able to think too much, it's easy.
Now, Kerry, when Wolf says the X-Men, right, and the X-Man, I mean, what is he? Tell us about the job description of a Darryl Washington and the different ways in which you guys use him and his assignments on defense.
Well, we can dial up a lot of things. I mean, for him, he's great at blitzing, as you can see. I think he has 8 sacks.
Eight sacks.
So he's great at that. He can play in the box. He can make an open field tackle against anybody. We can put him on a tight end if we need to. He can cover. We can put him on a receiver if we have to.
He has.
Yeah, so
you guys have put him on a receiver.
No question. So, I mean, we can. He's not limited in really much anything he can do.
Daryl, name some of the guys you've covered this year. Just throw out a few names and from the games you guys have played already this season, or even dating back to last year, some of the variety of guys you've had to cover.
Jason Witten, C.J. Spiller, I've had to try to cover him out the backfield. Vernon Davis is a good one. Just some great athletes, some great players. So I'm looking forward to covering anybody that coach put me on. So I just say don't take 58 out the field.
D, who was the toughest cover so far this year?
I don't know. It's a tough one. C.J. Spiller could be a tough one.
Really?
Vernon Davis with a big body. What's the guy from Pittsburgh? The big tight end.
Heath
is an athletic guy. He's a good one.
But that's a big deal for you not to come off the field, right? If there's one thing that irritates you, because I've heard you bring it up before, you want to be an every down linebacker, don't you?
Correct. Yes, I do. Do not take me off the field. Even in dime, I don't want to be off the field.
Yeah.
That's not my deal.
Kerry, you're smiling and nodding as well. What is it about a guy? You like to think that you can fit any scheme at any point in the game. Is that why?
No question. You don't want to come off the field at all. Doesn't matter what it is, punt return or whatever. You don't want to come off the field.
Very interesting. Well, is that the way you're being used right now? Are you in pretty much dime and nickel? I mean, are you out there for the most part?
I'm out there 90% of the time, 95% of the time. I do come off on dime, which I hate it, but, if it's going to make the scene succeed, then I'm cool with that. But just keep me on the field.
What's it like? Do you ever see him in center field? I mean, because there are times where he drops, right?
Oh, yeah. We do have a play where I come down and he actually plays the safety position. So it's pretty funny. Yeah.
Special player there. That's called Safety Steam Horn Frog. I'm a TCU guy. Texas Christian University.
Yeah, he got his own play. I'll give it to him. He got his own play. Yeah.
Giants ripped him off and used it in the Super Bowl.
Back with more Big Red Rage, Kerry Rhodes, Daryl Washington here at Marley's Chandler Fashion Center.
All right, Lyle Senline, team captain, is alongside.
Coach told us after the game, we got to get tougher and more physical and start putting bullseyes on people's forehead and get after them that way, because at this point, we're not doing a whole lot of things successful. We just need to start, punching people in the mouth.
That is how our post-game interview ended on the Cardinals Radio Network after the loss on Monday night to the Niners. And, not only did you hear a very serious Lyle Senline right there, if you could have seen him, I was telling Wolf earlier today that I don't think he blinked the entire interview. I mean, just the look on his face, and it was a very tough locker room. There's no doubt about it. Welcome back into the Big Red Rage, Kerry Rhodes, Daryl Washington, yeah. All presented by Santan Ford. And I asked Wolf, he played 10 years in the league, went to 4 Pro Bowls. I just said, each guy sort of reacts differently after a loss. And, Senline was still wearing that loss on his face. Now, it was moments thereafter. But, some guys sit at their locker for a long time. Some guys, sort of just want to get out of there and get home and sort of think about it on their own. What do you like after a loss, Kerry?
After a loss, I'm pretty much the last person out the locker room. It kind of sits on me. I hate to lose. I've always hated to lose. And to be in a funk like we are right now, it sucks. But, yeah, I'm one of the last ones to come out.
What about you, D?
I'm not the last one to come out, but I'm definitely soaking it in. I don't want to talk to anyone. I'm kind of like, let's wait till I get home and go to sleep and wake up the next day.
It's an interesting thing, though, a dynamic of being on a slide. And again, guys, I have a PhD in losing. You should know that, okay? I really do. And been on a lot of 4-12 teams, 5-11. And the one thing I will say is you have no choice. You really don't. You have to choose to fight your way out of it. That's the only way. There's not going to be any magic wand.
Yep.
There is no elixir you can drink. You hold the key. The only way that you guys are going to get out of a 4-game slide is to determine in your heart, in a very resolute kind of way, that you are going to fight your way out of it. Do you believe that attitude has permeated the locker room?
I definitely do. We won 4 games and we lost 4 games, so I think this is the second half of the season, 8 games to play, and we kind of have to have a different mentality, a different aggression that we need to take going into this second half of the season, and just put our hearts out on the field and make sure that we can change things around and stay positive.
Yeah, we got 8 games left. This team right here will not be the same team next year, so you really have to fight for the next man beside you. I mean, a lot of these guys, we all love each other and we want to win for each other. So to fight for the man next to you and try to get him a win, it's got to be that way for everybody on the team.
And, you know, it's the same roster, essentially, that won the first four, right, that has lost the last four. So, I mean, what sort of confidence does that give the locker room that, hey, we can turn this around?
I mean, it's as easy as that we won four games. You know, we can easily turn it around. Some of those games we may have shouldn't have lost, Buffalo, you know, maybe with Minnesota. But, you know, any given Sunday, you can lose or you can win. So now we have Green Bay, going up with Green Bay, playing a good team, then having a bye week. So we're just hoping to, you know, just stay positive, continue to keep working, and just try to go to Green Bay with a win and have a good bye week.
Yep.
Is there any constant carry, I don't know, between the first four games and the last four games or anything? I mean, how fine is that line between the outcomes?
Oh, the line is very fine. I mean, it's as easy as we were 4-0. I mean, those games could have been different as well. Mm-hmm. And then the last four, they could have been different. So, I mean, every game, it's, like I said, it's its own entity. And you have to go out and believe that and know that just because we played poorly Monday night, you can't let that permeate down to the next game. So for us, it's all about Green Bay now. The rest of it's over. The rest of it's history. And Green Bay's got a great team, so we got to be ready to play.
You know, in all the teams that I played with too, Paulie, teams that, again, were nowhere close to what you guys have accomplished with the Cardinals here. But I will tell you that the common denominator was leadership. And it started with the leaders in the locker room, and you guys both, I think, are recognized as leaders in the locker room. You know that it starts with your play and your production on the field by leading by example. And yet at the same time, it also is about holding each other accountable in that locker room, isn't it?
I think it's both of those things. That's what I try to do, lead by example. I'm not so much of a talker. You know, I want to go out there and display my abilities and, you know, play well every week and be accountable to this guy and to the defensive line. And that's all you can do is try to just stay accountable and be dependable, and knowing that when you go out there on the field, you're going to play for your brother.
Have you ever called anybody else out? I mean, have you ever said, not in front of anyone else, but I mean out on the field, have you ever tried to keep somebody else accountable?
I have.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah, I'm a little older, so I think with him, he's still learning that. But he'll call somebody out soon.
Well, you know, Darnell Dockin didn't name names, but he had something to say after the game. You know, we heard Miles Senline there. Moments later, Darnell Dockin, you know, basically encouraged and implored and demanded that everybody leave everything on the field effective immediately. Do you think there was something to that, Kerry?
I'm not Darnell Dockett, so I can't answer that one for you, but I mean...
Yeah. Might we see a difference in Green Bay, perhaps, because of that? Do you think that might resonate?
I hope so. We need it.
Okay. All right. Big Red Rage, Kerry Rhodes, Darrell Washington back right after this, all presented by Santan Ford at Marley's Chandler Fashion Center. Folks who are not aware, Darrell Washington does have a hidden talent.
He has a great voice, so we, you know, every time we got bored, we'd be like, hey, D-Watch, go sing a song.
So we're going to hear a little bit right now. Since he's here, we're going to put him on the spot and make him sing a little bit right
now. How about
now.
It, folks?
Here we go.
All right, that's
okay. Let's see.
I've been so many places in my life and time.
Nice.
Sung a lot of songs, made some bad rhymes.
That's pretty good.
See, we went into the archives there. Jim Omohundro went into the archives last year's show.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, fans may be, hey, you know, a lot of fans of Darrell Washington, the player and the singer. And we didn't know if Darrell would be in the mood tonight or not. But at least we get it in there right now on the Big Red Rage with Kerry Rhodes. And yes, D-Wash, all presented by Santan Ford. Now, does that still happen? I know as a rookie, you know, you guys demanded, you know, that you get up there and so forth. But how about now? You know, now that you're established and tracking towards a Pro Bowl, dare I say. I mean, are you still into it a little bit, or have you put that on the back burner?
I'm always singing, though. I mean, that's my homie boy right there. So we do music all the time. So his name is Alvin Thompson.
But shout out.
Yeah, shout out to my boy, Alvin Thompson. But we always doing music.
Well, so, what do you mean? Are you in the garage? Or you're in the garage?
Nah,
you're in the backyard? You're in a studio?
No, we at the house. The studio is in a house, in a room. And we get down in this off season. Hopefully, we're going to do a lot of stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Like what? I know some of the gospel and some of the blues, right? That's some of your background that you've enjoyed doing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but we're not going to do that. We're going to do some good soul R&B.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah. Very nice.
Who's your favorite artist?
Tank. I like Tank. I like some Tank, some Tyrese.
I'm going to have to
some
Google
Tammy
that.
Fox. Yeah.
Google that right there. Tank, is that it?
Well, I'll explain it to you later. Hey. Actually, not.
Krug! Wolf going to have his headphones on listening to Tank. Imagine that right now.
Is there anybody else in that locker room that can hang with Darryl Washington there, Kerry? Anybody else that's capable, perhaps, of a duet with D. Wash?
A duet? Yeah. I think Justin. Justin can sing, can he? A little bit.
Justin Bethel. Yeah, he can sing
a little
pretty
bit.
Good.
Justin
can
sing a little
he
bit.
He has some John Legend in him during the training camp.
I see. Okay. All right. Now, I understand that part of the whole Monday night experience was, Gruden coming to town, and you went and did a personal one-on-one meeting with John Gruden. What was that all about, Darryl? Tell us about that.
I don't know. It was fun. I seen Lisa Salters in there too, and she was.
Oh, he liked Lisa Salters.
He worked that in.
She was cute, but
focus.
Nah, but John Gruden was a good guy, man. We just talked, we just hung out. I think I could talk to him for about hours and hours.
What did he ask you, Darryl? What was he asking?
He's so inquisitive. He's always got something.
Yeah, he was. Just talking about how good of a player I was, and he watched. He loved watching me play, and what kind of defense we run, and how do I have 8 sacks and or 6 sacks at the time, and just ask me all kind of questions. It was fun.
He's a great announcer.
Talk about that just a little bit. You're an inside linebacker, and. Paulie already brought it up, the fact that there's only 2 other players that have more sacks than you do.
Yeah, some unknowns. I got to Google these guys up. J.J. Watt and Clay Matthews, whatever.
Both defensive linemen. You are an inside linebacker. How are you getting all these sacks?
I got to credit it to the defensive line and Coach Ray Horton for bringing me on these blitzes. I really appreciate it because I feel that once he brings me on a blitz, then I feel that he's just telling me to – you got to go get the quarterback, and you better make this sack.
So. And so much of the time, too, you guys are attacking the A-gaps, aren't you?
Yeah, so hopefully I can get something outside. But like I said, I got to credit it to the defensive line, and they're doing a great job up front opening up those gaps for me. So I credit those guys a lot.
Do you find yourself being blocked more by a running back in those situations or an offensive lineman?
I think both. More running back. So, I can beat the guy one-on-one. Anytime I'm matched up against a running back, so I have to beat him. So, but I credit that to Paris Lennon as well.
Is there a trick to timing it up too as well? Is that something? Do you want to show a quarterback sometimes? Show the fact that you're going to attack the A gaps. Try to get into his head. Try to get him to change the protection. Is there ever a time where you want to show it?
It's time that I do want to show it, and sometimes I am quicker than I need to be. I need to. Not show it and disguise more, but it's been times like the Miami game and the Minnesota game where I actually showed it and they still didn't block me, and I was amazed. But unfortunately, I'm getting a lot of sacks and a lot of recognition, so it's good. Credit to the defense.
So you guys are tied for the league lead with 26 sacks as a defense, sir, Kerry. And if you look at it here, 10 different guys have sacks. A year ago, you guys had 42, and 13 different guys had sacks. So who doesn't have a sack who's in line for a sack here? What do you think? Like, Vonnie Holiday, he needs a sack here, right? he was getting a hard time. The former Packer today, I'm interviewing Vonnie Holiday. I'm getting some knowledge on Lambeau Field. Adrian Wilson walks by with a hit and run, a little drive-by. Goes, hey, Vonnie, what are you talking about in the interview? Your pension? That's the kind of stuff he endures over there. He needs a sack. Who else over here?
Yeah, who would need to get one?
What do you have? One so far? You got one, right?
I got one.
It's beautiful for a free safety.
That's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
We need to get Big Dan one.
Yeah. Yes.
We need to get Big Dan one. He's working his butt off, and he's lost, he lost the weight that coaches wanted him to, and he's gotten in shape, and he's playing well, so we need to get him one.
If you guys are attacking the A-gaps, kudos to Dan Williams, right?
Right. Credit those guys.
By the way, speaking of, this guy to your left here signed the big contract with the big numbers and the big dollars. Yeah, you're up. Is there like a dinner being planned where maybe the credit card might get broken in at some point? Or is that only for rookies?
No, it's not for rookies. The dinner is cliche.
Okay.
We got to, like,
get him to give me a private jet or something somewhere.
Oh, I see.
The dinner's passe. So yeah.
You're a car guy. Maybe something you can drive to the Big Red Rage.
Yeah, something like that. Something like that, Santan.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
The guys over at Santan. Hey, they just got Dave Pasch on board. You know, why not? You know, they take care of anybody and everybody.
No question.
Okay. Big Red Rage, Kerry Rhodes, Darryl Washington, back at Marley's Chandler Fashion Center right after this.
We have to admit, folks, if they want to alert the police here at the Lambeau Field, that both Ron and I are guilty of theft. I took a couple of blades. He took about six or seven blades of grass down on the field before the game. And Ron Wolfley told me on our way back up that he will eat the grass if the Cardinals beat the Packers today.
That's true, David. Now, listen, when you walk on Lambeau Field, it is thick. It is plush. Just have to feel it. You want to lay down and take a nap on it. It's so plush.
Come on, Wolf. You and Pasch are better than that. You guys, you stuff some grass into your pockets there. Blades of grass, I should specify, and made your way out of Lambeau Field. I see. Okay.
You know what it is, though? It's got a special feel to it. It's got an ambiance to it that is undeniable. And every time I do get up there to Lambeau, I do. I rip out a huge handful of the grass, and I stick it in my pocket.
You know, I got a couple of buddies who are making the trip just to see Lambeau, just once, take it off the bucket list. Are you guys like that as we say welcome back into the Big Red Rage, Kerry Rhodes and Darryl Washington? I mean, I know football is a job to you guys. It's your career. It's how you make a living. But are there places, these historical places that are still significant to you beyond just the game itself?
Yeah, that's one. Lambeau, like you said, it's one of those places. I mean, my first time playing there in 06, I went back there and it was pretty special. And then I actually made a big play against Brett Favre at the time. So it was double special.
That was what, a big pick at the end of the game?
Yeah, yeah.
The old gunslinger, Brett Favre?
Yeah, he threw me one.
He would do that from time to time, wouldn't he?
Yes, he would. Well, there's, for example, O'Brien Schofield, right? I mean, Wisconsin native, went to University of Wisconsin. I mean, he's looking forward to finally playing at Lambeau. You guys had the preseason game there recently. Is there one of those sort of stadiums for you, Darryl, that would hold that significance? Man, if I could just win and if I get to play a game there.
At this point, I just want to win, but I couldn't really get up for it during the preseason. We played them. It was just a preseason game. I don't really get up for preseason games, but I'm just looking forward to going there and beating a good Green Bay team.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you guys aren't up for the game, then they do something before every game that is guaranteed to ramp up your energy level. Folks, we were coming back from commercial break a few years ago, and Dave Pasch and Ron Wolfley, the aforementioned, you heard them there. Well, listen to them here as they come back, and they weren't aware of a pregame ritual that was just a tad late, and it caught them by surprise.
Welcome back to Lambeau. Man, I wish I would have known that was coming.
Whoa! Whoa!
Did you know that was coming?
I had no idea. I looked up and all of a sudden a couple of F-18 Hornets right over the stadium.
I'm surprised you're still alive after that.
Whoa!
Hello, get a doctor in here. I had no idea that was coming.
I believe that's buzzing the tower.
And on that note, let's get on to Bill Levy, today's referee, with the coin toss.
I tell you what, that's all about you, presented by Santan Ford right there. Dave Pasch and Ron Wolfley.
Paul, I got to jump in here because what most people do not know about that incident, that flyover, was the fact that Dave Pasch hit the deck. No, I'm serious.
Well, if you're
right
throwing your partner under the bus.
Omo was right there, yeah, the best did. Producer in the game of football, Jim Omohundro. He hit the deck. He was underneath the counter. Well, truth in broadcasting, I actually saw them coming a split second before he did. He never saw them coming. And right over the tower, and they were low.
I never saw him coming on the field. My knees buckled. I didn't hit the grass. My knees buckled because seemingly, I mean, they just skimmed the top of that stadium.
Oh, yeah.
But it's cool. I mean, I don't know. Every time there's a flyover, I mean, it resonates with me. I think it's pretty cool. Are you guys locked in, or do you notice stuff like that just before kickoff?
I think the first game of the year is like that. I mean, you know the flyover's coming, and you're really amped up, and you're ready for the kickoff, the start of the season, and you're just looking up like, okay, here they come, and then it comes by. It's pretty special.
What's so cool about it, too, is every fighter jet in the service of America has a special profile. It has a profile, and you can see it, and you know what it is. You've got to be able to appreciate that, right, Kerry? Because you're getting your pilot's license, correct?
I am. I'm a couple of hours away from completing my my pilot license and getting my license, so it's pretty special to me.
Nice.
Would you like to ever go up in an F-18? I'm sure they got them out at Luke. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they. One of my guys is in the Navy, and I can't remember the special division, the Blue Angels maybe.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah, Blue Angels.
He's a Blue Angel, and he wanted to take me up, but I was a little scared.
Well,
I heard the stories, so I was a little scared.
Well, mentally prepare yourself, gentlemen. And if you're not, Wolf will throw you on the bus on the air next week. Navy flyover scheduled for Sunday at Lambeau with the F-18 Hornets. And they're coming up from Virginia Beach. They're not like coming from Milwaukee or Chicago. They're coming from Virginia Beach.
You got to be kidding.
I wonder how long it takes them. You know, I mean, they hit the afterburners. And I mean, what? They make it in like 45 minutes? My goodness.
Yeah, it'll be soon. It'll be real quick.
Of course, before the game and all the pageantry and everything, you know, Daryl, you're listening to the national anthem. You're usually saying to yourself, yeah, I think it's not very good. I could do that better. That's usually what do you grade out the anthem singers? Come on, be honest.
I probably could, but we had one great national anthem singer Monday night.
Oh, yeah. Jordan Sparks.
Jordan Sparks.
Did a great job. So, you know, hopefully she can continue to keep singing like that, and maybe I'll play better.
Yeah, I broke out the Kleenex after that one right there. You know, I mean, there's something about the national anthem, but you know what? The weather is going to be. What is the weather forecast, Paulie? You're all over this stuff as a sideline.
Mid-40s, yeah, 45, maybe a little, you know. But the precip, the chance of rain is 20% or less right now. Knock on wood. So,
I'm with you.
And the field is heated. You know, it's always, they always have that sign. If you've been out on the field, they say, don't stick anything metallic. You know, don't stick an umbrella in there. You know, Wolf, don't put a spear from the movie 300 into the field or anything.
Right.
Because there's actual coils that warm the field.
Really?
Yeah, there's no such thing as frozen tundra anymore at Lambeau.
Nice.
I want to ask you guys about that when we come back, okay? Your perfect playing conditions.
Gotcha.
In fact, Wolf, you should be right at home. As Darren College said earlier this week, the former Packer said 45 degrees is perfect. You know, for those guys who are a little husky and maybe work up a sweat, you know, that 45 degrees, perfect game time temperature. It's the Big Red Rage with Kerry Rhodes, Darrell Washington. Back right after this at Marley's Chandler Fashion Center.
Second and goal to go. Rodgers takes the snap, throws the left side. Diving grab, touchdown, Donald Driver. A tracer from Aaron Rodgers.
The classic goal line crossing pattern. James Jones outside, he goes in. Donald Driver inside, he goes out.
And a Lambeau leap with much relish for Donald Driver.
Yeah, the tracer, maybe that was the operative word there, Wolf. What do you call Aaron Rodgers? What's your nickname for him?
Rocket Man.
Yeah, he's got an arm. There is no doubt about that. I know you guys are well aware as we say welcome back into the Big Red Rage. Kerry Rhodes, Darrell Washington, all presented by Santan Ford here at Marley's Chandler Fashion Center. He is on a roll the past five games, 18 touchdown passes and just two picks.
Ooh.
So I guess he's
18 and what?
18 touchdown passes and two interceptions in the past five games. I guess you guys would put him in that elite category when it comes to quarterbacks, I would imagine.
Yeah, he's probably number one. He's one of the best. He's a good friend of mine. He actually came to, and did my my camp in Louisville last year. So I keep up with him. He keep up with me, and he's doing great right now.
You know, the whole Rocket Man thing too, Paulie. That actually came from some of the other players across the NFL. Seriously, Kerry?
You
is that what you guys call him too?
Yes, sir.
Oh, that is amazing. So obviously the word is spreading on Aaron Rodgers, but it's just the fact that he gets the ball out so quickly. His release is without peer, I think, in the National Football League. And then there are other guys, and I'd love to get verification of this on Sunday. There are other guys that have told me they hear the ball cutting the air when Aaron Rodgers throws the ball. Have you guys ever experienced that? Have you ever heard it?
You're saying like hear it. No. You could hear whistling, a whistle through the air.
Whistling through the air.
Wow. I don't believe it.
It's a myth.
That's exactly.
Mythbusters.
I didn't believe it either. But these were NFL players who told me that.
You know, and it's interesting because we talked about this earlier. And, you know, I said, look, just doing the sideline radio stuff for the last couple of decades, I mean, there have just been a couple of guys. Brett Favre, a young Brett Favre, the arm strength was incredible. I mean, you know, just the wow factor. You see him throw. Jay Cutler is that way. You know, he and Corkswing, you're like, man, look at the arm on that guy. And then Aaron Rodgers would be number three in that category of guys that I've just seen just from the sideline go, whoa, look at that arm.
Yeah, I think it's what Wolf said. I mean, he's his release is so quick. I think with that, I mean, with his arm strength and it being so quick, it has to be it's just special.
So to what degree do you guys have to be aware of the deep ball this week? I mean, he's known for that, isn't he? Not only being able to throw. Ray Horton told me that there was one game this year he threw a ball 77 yards in the air. They looked at it on film. 77 yards in the air.
I mean, the guy can throw the ball, man. Can throw the ball, and then he's very accurate at that, too. So you have to be, you know, on your P's and Q's and be willing to stop this guy in any way you can. So I think bringing pressure is going to allow us to hopefully win this game.
You know, Kerry, you as a safety in particular, and for both of you guys as defenders, reading a quarterback's eyes, especially when you're playing zone, of course, very, very important to you guys.
Yeah.
How does he do when it comes to looking off receivers?
Well, he knows how to manipulate the coverage for sure. He's he likes to, when he throws the ball deep, he likes to look off the other way. So he doesn't really give you tips on when he's throwing it deep. So you have to be patient and be make sure if you're a deep guy, stay deep.
Now, his receiving core is among the most talented in the NFL, but they have injury issues. You know? I mean, Greg Jennings had surgery today. He's out. Mm-hmm. You know, Jordy Nelson, you know, hasn't been practicing. So, I don't know. Where does that leave them? Because, you know, they're not known for the running game either right now. I mean, how would you assess their offense and what he has at his disposal right now?
Still has a lot of weapons. He has Cobb that is playing really well. He's playing like a starter right now. Mm-hmm. You have James Jones, the other receiver. Yeah, Jamichael Finley at tight end. Mm-hmm. So he still has some weapons at his disposal to throw around to. So we're not going to the game half-stepping on that aspect at all.
You still can't cancel the other guys out. Yeah. Jordy Nelson and, you know, I mean, obviously Greg Jennings, but Jordy Nelson's a, you know, playmaker too.
The other thing is they've allowed the second most sacks in the NFL. And we all saw that first half of Monday night against Seattle.
Yeah.
When they gave up 8 sacks in that first half. So, I mean, how about recently? Have teams had success getting to him?
I think Seattle definitely got to him a lot, a bunch. Played up in Seattle, they got to him. Great pressure up front. So hopefully we can do the same thing.
You know, we were talking about Lambeau Field, and anytime you talk about Lambeau Field, you're talking about the weather conditions. And it made me think, what conditions do you guys like to play under the best? What environment do you like, Kerry?
Oh, for me personally, yeah, I think a good day for me would be in the 70s.
70s.
Yeah, the 70s. I like that.
Nice, bright, sunshiny day.
Sun. Yeah, no question. 70
degrees. It is so
I think
you.
More like in the nest, something like that. Yeah.
That is so you. Hollywood.
Well, you grew up in the South, though, with the heat, right? You grew up, right?
Yeah, yeah. I did.
D-Wash, what about you? What are the conditions you covet?
It doesn't matter. No rain. It could be hot, 70, 80, 60, 50. Just no rain. No rain.
Because you got to keep your footing. I mean, you know, that's the name of your game, right? You got to get traction.
Yeah, I don't want to be slipping all over the place. I want to be able to move and
see,
be free.
That's exactly what a Jägermeister would say right there. That's what a hunter of men would say, Paul.
Just no rain.
I liked it where it was freezing. It was freezing.
Really?
It was snowing, and it was nasty because it brought everybody down to my level. You know what I mean? The more of an athlete you are, the better conditioned you like it. When you're not an athlete, man, you want it nasty. Get him into a phone booth, and let's have a fist fight.
Yeah.
Yes.
The Wolf could just be a Clydesdale.
Yeah, right.
Among the thoroughbreds. I see how that works. What else about this Green Bay offense you guys think is going to be most critical on Sunday? What else are you seeing on film? I mean, you know, where have other teams been hurt? And where have other teams been burnt, you know, by Aaron Rodgers?
I think what you got to do against those guys to win is when they do get in the red zone, you got to make them kick field goals. I think they're one of the top teams in the red zone in scoring touchdowns. So if you can make them kick threes and hold them at that aspect of the game, you'll be fine.
And they have no problem just throwing it for 3 yards, right, on first down? I mean, they'll just spread it out and throw it for 3 yards and consider it a first down running play almost, right?
It's an extension of the running game, no question.
Number 10 scoring offense in the National Football League with all the problems that they've had up there in Green Bay, still a top 10 scoring offense.
Hey, a reminder, St. Joe's Health and Wealth Raffle coming spring 2013. For more info, visit healthwealthraffle.org. Back with more on the Big Red Rage, Kerry Rhodes, Darryl Washington, all presented by Santan Ford. We'll be right back.
Sullivan knocks it away. Pass goes to Hayes, and he gets hammered again by Pat Tillman.
That is a huge play by Pat Tillman.
Collins throws, Tillman intercepts it at the 50.
And Pat Tillman, that's why he's so special. That's why they wanted to keep him around.
Intercepted by Tillman, and there's nobody going to catch him. On the 10, on the 5, he scores.
Pat Tillman, talk about a guy with a lot of heart.
No doubt about that. The NFL, another great campaign. October obviously was all about breast cancer awareness, and now we turn to November, and as the calendar turns, the NFL turns its attention towards the servicemen and women around the world and all those who have served and will serve. The salute to service, and in fact, here's one of the little accoutrements that will go with it, and that a lot of people will have, and then there'll also be decals, and for the Cardinals, I am told, there will be a number 40 decal on the helmet this week and possibly all month. Have you seen that already?
Yeah, it's already on. Yeah.
Okay.
It is.
And obviously everybody knows what that means in honor of the late, great Pat Tillman. And, you know, Wolf, we had the honor and privilege of not only watching him, but covering him and interacting with Pat Tillman. And how aware do you think today's NFL players are of Pat Tillman?
I don't know. I don't know about widespread. I'm not sure. But I know here it's a big deal. And, I mean, before I got here, I didn't really know much of him as a player. But I've always heard stories about him as a man and being, you know, doing the service that he did for our country. But didn't know about him much as a player.
You know, what's amazing is he still holds the Cardinals' single-season tackle record. Daryl, you'd be interested in this. Over 200 tackles in a season.
What?
It was just crazy.
Was he the only guy on defense?
You talk about a guy who flew around all over the field and would hit anything that moved.
Oh, yeah.
That was Pat Tillman.
Guys, I'm telling you, Pat Tillman, he wasn't big. He wasn't fast. He wasn't strong. But when it came to you throwing your will against his will, abandon all hope, all ye who enter here, you would find yourself wanting and lacking. Pat Tillman played the game to the ground with blood under his nails every play. He didn't care what down and distance it was. He didn't care what the score was. He didn't care what quarter it was. Every play was an opportunity to knock your face off.
And that's how he made the team as a seventh-round draft pick. I vividly remember his first training camp. He didn't have a position. He was a tweener. He was Pac-10 Defensive Player of the Year as an outside linebacker. He was way too small for that for the NFL, although he ended up playing much of that when he came to the league. Eventually, they wanted to make him a safety, and he made the transition. But he made the team. Similar, Wolf, in some ways, to the stories you tell about how you made the team. You're just by going around and hitting everybody and just making himself known and seen and just to the point where he forced the coaches to put him on the roster.
Really?
He was constantly looking for a challenge, too. Pat Tillman always wanted a challenge, which is ultimately why he did what he did. He was looking for that next thing to conquer, to overcome. And I remember one offseason he ran a marathon. This is a strong safety in the NFL. Ran a marathon. The next offseason, he wanted to compete as a triathlete.
Yeah.
He wanted to run. Do you believe that? I mean, you know, the guy was unlike anybody else I've ever met in my life.
I mean, the stories are endless. You know, even when he made the team, and a lot of the rookies, and maybe you guys can relate to this, and you see this with this year's rookie class, they went out and bought the car and all that kind of stuff. He rode his bike. He rode his beach surfer bike and locked it up.
He had the beach cruiser?
He had the beach cruiser. Wow. He just rode that and didn't care. Had absolutely no need for some of the material things whatsoever. It just didn't interest him.
That's crazy.
So, anyway, that is Salute to Service this month, starting on Sunday. And look for that decal on the Cardinals helmet. Back to wrap up this edition of the Big Red Rage, Kerry Rhodes, Daryl Washington, all brought to you by Santan Ford here at Parley's Chandler Fashion Center.
Chili.
A reminder, guests on the show receive a fine gift from Bueller Swiss Watches, available at Gold Rush Jewelry in Casa Grande, Arizona Watch and Jewelry in Tucson. All right, we're here to wrap up this edition of the Big Red Rage, Kerry Rhodes, Daryl Washington, all brought to you by Santan Ford. All right. I'll go ahead, Paulie Pencilneck. I'll throw out my key to the game. You guys can agree or disagree. I'm ready to absorb a beatdown. Aaron Rodgers, obviously the key defense. You guys go into, Green Bay. And I'm thinking, all right, if you can walk away and hold him to the same numbers that you did Tom Brady, and that is, okay, let him have 300 yards passing. Tom Brady had 316 through the air, but only one touchdown. Just one touchdown pass. That would be a key to the game. Would you agree with that, Kerry? Would you settle for that? Would that be good enough, you think?
Will that be good enough to win?
One touchdown. They don't. That's it. That's all they have.
Is one touchdown pass. I mean, this is Aaron Rodgers. He's got 18 touchdown passes the last five games. I'm trying to be realistic here.
We'll take that. Move on.
I think in general, I think you got to play well in the red zone.
Yeah.
I think that is where you guys really, last year you were awesome in the red zone, and you guys started off the season the same way. I think you guys got to get back to playing that way in the red zone, and whatever that may be, because you would imagine the Packers are going to get some opportunities to get in the red zone.
Yeah.
If you guys can keep them 2 of 5, something like that in the red zone, I think that'd be awesome.
No yards after catch would be awesome. But I would say 0 touchdowns. Hopefully we can keep them to all field goals. No yards after catch.
You know, that's a good point, because the Niners had over 100 yards after the catch in that Monday night game. And, it's a few broken tackles can go a long way, right?
Yeah. Like I said, I mean, those plays, we make the tackles. They don't score those points. So, yeah, you got to tackle better.
By the way, one of the coaches told me, Daryl, to ask you about fireworks, and I failed to ask that until now. Are you a big fan of July 4th, by the way? Is that something you enjoy?
Yes, I do. I love 4th of July. I love popping firecrackers, and I love just the whole experience.
You saw Beatty's?
You saw his face lit up? He said, firecrackers? Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
Remember that for the next time.
That was his deal.
All right, special thanks, Jim O'Hunter, Walt Ellis, Derek Burns, Tiffany Witt. Special thanks to Daryl Washington, of course, Harry Rhodes on the Big Red Rage.
Yes, thank you.
You've been listening to the Big Red Rage with Harry Rhodes.
Rhodes to the 5, touchdown!
The Rage is brought to you by Santan Ford. Santan Ford and the Arizona Cardinals. We do this together. University of Phoenix, the official education partner of the Arizona Cardinals. The Room Store. You'll always save more at the Room Store. Arizona's number one volume furniture store. Bud Light. It's the sure sign of a good time. Here we go. This has been an exclusive presentation of the Arizona Cardinals Football Club.